Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have spoken by phone about the very dangerous situation that's taking place in North Korea.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
Mr. Trump also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or actions toward the United States. President's warning came hours after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens the U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. United States stock market posted some gains, a change in direction after several down days amid tensions between President Trump and North Korea. Investors have reason for concern, according to Rajiv Biswas, Asia-Pacific economist at IHS Market, tells VOA the economic consequences of even a conventional conflict would likely be horrific and devastate the South Korean economy, hurting the nation's trading partners, including Japan. Biswas also told VOA the possibility that North Korea could actually use nuclear weapons is, in his words, nightmare, but still a low probability scenario. It is official. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. The Electoral Commission in Kenya says the results show a roughly 79% voter turnout. This is VOA News. At least two dozen people were killed, more than 100 wounded, many of them seriously, after two passenger trains collided in Egypt. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Ambulance crews and rescue workers combed through the wreckage of two passenger trains which collided on Egypt's main rail line between the capital, Cairo, and the country's second largest city of Alexandria. A train from the city of Port Said reportedly failed to heed a warning signal, colliding with the train from Cairo. Egyptian media reported that the driver of one of the two trains that collided died on the spot, and that the other was arrested and taken in for questioning, as is the custom in Egypt after a major accident involving the loss of life. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. military disputing claims an counterterrorism airstrike in eastern Afghanistan caused civilian casualties. They insisted the victims were militants under surveillance. Local authorities claim 16 civilians, including women and children, were killed by two separate airstrikes. Taliban insurgents are active in the region, and a spokesman for the Islamist insurgency claimed that shortly after missiles hit a vehicle, local residents rushed and gathered near the site when a second airstrike targeted and killed them. Trump administration is considering arming Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons that Kiev could use against Russia-backed separatists. That story now from VOA's Daniel Scherf.
Supplying lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine to fend off Russia-backed separatists would mark a turning point in U.S. policy. Until now, only non-lethal military gear has been provided, and critics say a deterrence to further Russian aggression is long overdue. Advocates argue that sending a message of strength would be timely after Moscow retaliated against U.S. sanctions by expelling American embassy staff from diplomatic property and demanding their numbers be reduced by over 700. But opponents worry that supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine could escalate the conflict and provoke retaliation from the Kremlin, which has already denounced the possibility as raising tensions. Russia's comparative military might with Ukraine makes the supply of U.S. weapons more of a political and morale boost for Kiev than a defensive one, note analysts. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Washington.
Google's chief executive, Pundar Pichai, says the country's workforce needs to represent the world in totality. His comments come as Google grapples with a high-profile internal debate over the number and influence of its female employees.
That's the latest world news from VOA.